Irish Bank have been ordered to carry out 240 hours of community service for engaging in an illegal share support scheme. Our legal affairs correspondent Orla O'Donnell joins us now. Orla, just tell us about the case and then what happens to these people from now on.
Well, 52-year-old Patrick Whelan and 63-year-old William McAteer were convicted in April of giving illegal loans to 10 customers of the bank 6 years ago. And this was to a part of a scheme to deal with the huge stake Sean Quinn had built up in the bank through gambling on its share price. Now, at their original sentencing hearing, Judge Martin Nolan said he wasn't going to jail them and he felt it would be unfair to jail them because he said the financial regulator's attitude and behaviour had had an impact on what they had done. He said the financial regulator had led them into error and illegality. So he adjourned the matter until today to assess the men's suitability for community service.
And what does community service mean in this case, or do we know? Was that spelled out?
No, it wasn't spelled out. He said he sentenced them each to 240 hours of community service after being told that they were suitable and they had fully cooperated with the probation services. He said if they had been found to be unsuitable, he would have given them a 2-year jail sentence. Now, we haven't been given any details, and I'm sure the media won't be given specific details of what exactly they're going to do, but on the probation services website it gives an example of the kind of projects that can be involved. There's ground clearance, graffiti removal, recycling projects, maintenance and landscaping, painting and decorating, assisting voluntary and community clubs, supporting local initiatives and working with individuals or groups in need. We get the impression that it hasn't actually been finalised yet what they're going to do, but it will be something along those lines, we understand.
All right, thanks for that, our legal affairs correspondent Orla O'Donnell.